Sick beats.
Wicked sick.
Happy Monday, everybody. Oh my gosh, it's not Monday. Is it Wednesday? It's Wednesday. Wow. Sorry. My radio show used to be on Mondays. That was crazy. Okay, happy Wednesday. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's actually not a Monday morning. And aren't we all thankful for that? It is January 29th. This is Sick Beats with DJ Radish. And thanks for tuning in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative. I have a very interesting set today. I usually am just playing like indie alternative rock genre, but this last week I was really enjoying listening to some older 70s vibe folk artists, and I was just having too much fun with it and just listening to so many great women writers, and I wanted to do a whole show featuring them. Now obviously it's not all gonna be those really memorable artists from the 70s. I do have a couple really cool ones in here. I've got Joni Mitchell and Carole King and Karen Dalton, and so I'm really excited to play some of my favorite songs by them. But we've also got some modern stuff mixed in that is kind of reflective of that time and their really significant writing. So I'm really excited to play it for you all, and as we go through the songs, Brady and I are gonna be sitting here and doing a little bit of research and looking up a bit more about each of these artists' stories, so we'll tell you more about it in the break. And I'm really excited to do a show because we've never done it before, but it just felt like a good week to kind of celebrate them. So that's what we're gonna do. It's a little bit slower than usual, but they're all really great songs, so just lean into it. Up first, from one of my favorite, modern folk bands is The Staves. And as I was going through and doing a little bit of research, I noticed that their sound is very different when you listen to their first album, versus some of the later ones. So this first track is from a 2012 album, and the fourth track in the set we're gonna hear is from a 2021 album. And their sound has evolved so much in that time, but also the style of their writing and their rawness and harshness and boldness and honesty. So see if you can hear that, compare and contrast a little bit. And it's a really cool transformation to see. So up first, we're gonna hear Gone Tomorrow by The Staves.
Holy Moses, everybody's gone, packed up and moving on. Who says good things come to those who wait? But the hour's getting late, and I'm here, and I'd wait all year. You're here today, gone tomorrow. waiting too long. Just give me some time to borrow. You're here today, gone tomorrow.
She dodges the light like Blanche DuBois. Bright colors fade away on such a sunny Sunday. She waits for the night to fall. and she points a pistol through the door. And she aims at the street light while the freeway hisses. Dogs bark as the gun falls to the floor. The street light's still burning. She always misses. But the day she hits, that's the day she'll leave. That one little victory, that's all she needs. She pulls the shade, it's just another sunny Monday. She waits for the night to fall.
Well, you say what you want, and you never go back. My song is a song, even buried in the black. Well, I cover my mouth, and I straighten my back. Well, I cover my mouth, and I straighten my back. I'm a good woman. I'm a good woman. Be kind. I'm a good woman. You're raised in the light, I feel like a fool. Cause the game isn't fun if I never know the rules. And you're measuring out, but you're coming off cruel. And you say what you say and you send me away.
Hearing Good Woman by The Staves from their 2021 album, Good Woman. Before that, we heard Sunny Sunday by Joni Mitchell. We also heard Seed of a Seed by Haley Hendricks. And first up was Gone Tomorrow by The Staves. If you're just tuning in now, we're doing a deep dive into some really awesome women in folk. And Brady and I are going to just talk to you a little bit about them. So I mentioned before that the Staves have really changed their vibe since that 2012 album, which the first track was on. And just a little bit more about them, the Staves are an English indie folk duo of sisters Jessica and Camilla Staveley Taylor. They're from Watford, Hertfordshire, England. Their other sister, Emily, was also part of the band, but recently left to raise her children. And as I was just reading through some articles, I think a lot of the harshness or boldness, however you want to call it, that came out towards that later album was through the frustration of just being women in the music industry and constantly being scrutinized and put in a box that they had to be these perfect folk singers. And they kind of came out with this album like a bang. And I just think it's really cool to, like, first of all, just to watch an artist evolve, but to see them use their voice in such a powerful way. I think that song Good Woman is just so incredible. And I also want to talk a little bit about one of my favorite artists ever, Joni Mitchell. Do you like Joni, Brady? Oh, I forgot to turn Brady's mic on. That's so rude of me.
I do like Joni Mitchell, but every time that I hear one of her songs, I just think of that really sad scene in, oh my God, what is that Christmas movie called? Oh my gosh.
What?
Love Actually.
Oh, they play River in it?
No, but it's like, or yes. But it's just a plot point where she thinks she's getting a necklace and then it's a Joni Mitchell CD, so then she listens to
it.
Yeah, and the necklace was then given to his secret lover, so.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so funny, because I always think of that scene in New Girl, and Jess, I don't know, I think she gets, like, broken up with or something, and she just plays River on repeat on vinyl, like, just keeps restarting it. It's so funny. But I just want to talk about Joni for a little bit, because I know everyone knows that she is really incredible, but you can't talk about her enough. I was reading this article from Vinyl Collector. It says, to describe Joni Mitchell as just important would be a disservice. Her trailblazing career paved the way for female artists as we know them, challenging the male-dominated rock scene of the 70s with her evocative and universally relatable vocals. There's a couple things that not many people know about Joni Mitchell. She had polio at age 9. She is a Canadian-American singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and painter. She actually painted, I don't know if all, but at least the majority of her own albums, as well as a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young album, which I actually have hung up in my room because the art is just so beautiful. She taught herself how to play guitar. She busked in Toronto before she signed to Reprise Records, and from then on, she became an absolute legend. She's been nominated for 18 Grammy Awards, won 10, plus received a Lifetime Achievement Award, and Rolling Stones cites her album Blue as the 30th greatest record ever made. So, she's just a legend.
Did you know that she wrote Big Yellow Taxi after seeing a concrete parking lot on the grounds of a hotel in Hawaii?
In fact, I did, actually. And I think that is, like, one of the greatest, like, pieces of environmental music. I might be biased as an environmental studies major, but I do think, like, that came way... ahead of its time, before people were as aware about the current situation of our, like, degrading environment. But anyway, she's a cool lady.
So cool.
So we just heard her song Sunny Sunday, and then later in the set we'll hear Both Sides Now, which she actually wrote for Judy. Oh my God, what's her last name? No. Judy Collins, I think. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm sorry. My Joni Mitchell trivia is escaping my brain. She wrote it for, I think it was Judy Collins. Someone tell me if I'm wrong, please. And, yes, Judy Collins. Okay. And then she included it later on her record, Clouds, and it's just the most beautiful song and version ever, so I'm going to play it for you later. For now, let's move on, because if I keep talking, we're not going to hear any of the school music. This is another track from the Staves called Best Friend.
could be my best friend.
Yeah. Only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Only the wrong relive their lives. We've been here a thousand times. Wish I could go back and find letters I wrote you in my mind. Perhaps I could unknot us from this awful bind. Most I have forgot or over-refined. Love is a sickness cured by time. Love is a sickness cured by time. Bruises all end up benign. Love is a sickness cured by time. I hope that you can change my mind. Had to leave this crying all behind. Don't think that I'm unkind. So somebody told me only and only you, only the strong will survive. Only the strong survive. And I won't write a woman with a man on my mind. Hope that didn't sound too unkind. Just struggling to figure out how only, 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 only the strong can survive. Hope that you can change my mind. I had to leave this crying all behind. I hope that you don't think that I'm unkind.
Towards you.
that track was One More Step by Ella Thompson. Actually, I also just want to say that track is from 2024 and it came off the WREV reviews list, which you all should check out if you don't already. It has some really cool stuff in there, and I was scrolling through and I found that one and it blew my mind. The album cover looks like it's straight out of the 60s. And that song is awesome. And before that, we heard Only the Strong by Laura Marling. Genuinely, I think, has one of the greatest voices ever, period. And before that, we heard Vampire Empire by Adrienne Lenker, who, to be honest, I didn't do a ton of research about her before the show, because I wanted to talk more about the artists from the 60s and 70s, but I was just looking her up and I saw this article from Pitchfork. And if you don't know who Adrienne Lenker is, she has her own solo music. She's also a part of the band Big Thief, and she has a really crazy story. I was just reading, like, she was born into a religious cult in Indiana, and then her dad is a musician, and she was set to be a pop star by the age of 13, and then completely switched directions and now writes some of the most mind-blowing lyrics of all time.
Yeah, I think I played Vampire Empire on repeat for an entire summer, like probably 5 or 6 times a day.
Yeah. And then again when the new version came out, yes, on her album. Yeah.
Yes. It got me through my cream chores. Shout out to all the cows at the UVM Cream Barn. Go check them out if you need some cheering up on these really cold days. Cows are warm.
They probably need some cheering up too. Maybe they're cold.
No, those barns are warm.
Okay, good. That's good. I'm glad to hear it. And at first we heard another track from the Good Woman album, which was Best Friend by The Staves. Next up, we have some really cool 60s and 70s ladies, and Brady is going to tell you about one really cool one.
Yes, I'm going to talk about Karen Dalton. It was said she had a voice like Billie Holiday and played guitar like Jimmy Reed. Mr. Bob Dylan said that about her. She went through 2 divorces before she turned 21, which led to her to move to New York City, where she bought her first 12-string guitar and a long-neck banjo. Her daughter said that she lost her 2 bottom teeth while breaking up a fight between 2 boyfriends of hers, which I just, like, love. Mm-hmm. She performed at many benefit concerts for civil rights groups, and it's kind of interesting because she was reluctant to sing her own songs, but she just quickly became entrenched in the Greenwich Folk Village scene. And like I said, if there's any complete unknown fans, she played with Bob Dylan and so many other artists. If you are a fan of that movie, you should check out In My Own Time. It's a movie that came out about her in 2020.
And I didn't know that.
Yes. And she's just a woman who really just went her own way. She didn't care about the typical trappings of success. And I'm obsessed.
That's awesome. You guys, when the song comes on, like, you'll hear she has, like, such a unique voice and such a folky style. Like, you feel like you're kind of, like, absorbed into the world that the song creates. And so I'm really excited to share that with you all. Thank you for telling us all those awesome facts.
Woohoo!
What another cool lady. Do you also want to tell us about Margot Gurion right now? Because so if anyone doesn't know, there was a new album that came out last November called, like, Someone I Know, which is a celebration of Margot Gurion. If I'm not saying that right, I'm so sorry. And it basically had a bunch of really talented modern artists cover some of her most well-known songs. And the one I'm going to play is a cover by Claro. And I wanted to include some recognition towards her, because she is also a really cool and wonderful lady.
Yeah, so she is probably best known for her 1968 album Take a Picture, which was re-released in the 2000s. When she was in high school, she tried to record demos with Atlantic Records, but had a really difficult time because of just inexperience. And according to herself, she couldn't dang sing. So they ended up keeping her on as a writer instead while she was in high school and college at Boston University, where she studied the jazz piano. And she went on to be one of two women that studied at the Lenox School of Jazz in 1959 and just has had many of her jazz songs recorded by other artists over time. That's kind of how her songs came to be, was just all these crazy artists recording her music, like Chris Connor and Harry Belafonte. And yeah, I'm excited to hear Claro's take.
Okay, awesome. So we'll start off with Something on Your Mind by Karen Dalton. It is 4:40 now. Thanks for staying tuned at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. Couple more songs for you. Here we go.
Yesterday, any way you made it was just fine. Saw you turn your days into nights.
Somehow it's life's illusions. I recall
This song is Both Sides Now, Joni Mitchell from the iconic album Clouds. Before that, we heard Claro's take on Love Songs by Margot Gurion. Ahead of that was Something on Your Mind by Karen Dalton. Unfortunately, Brady and I have been yapping away about these cool ladies, and I am simply running out of time. I've had to cut so many songs off this set, and while it makes me really sad that we're not able to hear all of these tracks, it does make me happy that we learned a lot today, I personally feel. And so if you stuck with it, thank you so much. I really hope you enjoyed. We do have one very special track left, and it is by the incredible Carole King, one of my absolute all-time favorites. If you don't know Carole King, you probably do if you've ever seen the show Gilmore Girls, because she wrote that famous intro song, Where You Lead, I Will Follow. You know that one? And you probably would like to know a little bit more about her, because she is way cooler than you think. She is one of the most successful songwriters in American history. She wrote, according to Wikipedia, she wrote or co-wrote 118 pop hits, appearing in the Billboard Hot 100 over the latter half of the 20th century. 118. That is crazy. Let that sit. She started playing piano at 4 years old. According to Arvada Center, she met her first husband and writing partner, Jerry Goffin, while attending Queens College. However, she dropped out after becoming pregnant with their daughter, Louise, and began working as a secretary by day and a songwriter by night. This may be a little unbelievable, but she had trouble finding success for herself as a songwriter, and throughout the 50s and 60s, she found most success writing music for other people. In fact, with Jerry Goffin, she composed her first number one hit at the ripe age of 17, and that song was Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow for the Shirelles. Like, I'm just imagining myself at 17 having a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. And that's just unachievable to me, and I think it's so insane that she was able to do that, and so insane that she wasn't able to get recognition for herself until later, but now she's got a whole incredible discography, and I am so grateful. And I actually found a new song that I hadn't heard by her until I was making this set, and it is called Morning Sun off of the 1978 album Welcome Home. We're going to give it a listen.
Thank you.
last track that we're listening to is Morning Sun by the incredible Carole King. And I'm sad to say, but it's 4:58 now. Thank you for tuning in. This was such a blast to do this show with you all. And I'll be back next week at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays, Sick Beats with DJ Radish. And one more thing before I go, we need to read through a public service announcement. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the stress of college life? Stuck endlessly scrolling on social media, looking for a new form of entertainment? If so, look no further than printed words on paper bound together by seams, books. In case you didn't know, reading has countless brain-boosting benefits that include serious improvements in intelligence, memory, imagination, and overall well-being. Reading provides a perfect, relaxing escape from the stressors of everyday life. If you haven't enjoyed reading in the past, keep trying. There is truly a book for everyone. There is a reason that the coolest and smartest people in your life love to read. Take it from the Bookworm DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington and read a book. Bye, everyone. Have a great night.